Minute of Mayhem.com presentation.
Sent me a list of the 99 most desirable women in the world. And the great thing about this, immediately you're going to think, oh, he's being so sexist again. He's always talking about the good-looking girls. The thing about these lists is they are so ludicrous. You, as a dweller of boobies, can actually get involved in this, and you can agree with me or disagree with me as you see fit. And yeah, the great thing about this is we are probably going to agree that this list is, well, frankly, BS. Here we go. Here's the top 10 of Ask Men's list of 99 most desirable women. So already, it's kind of cut through the chaff. So you'd expect it to be perfection, right? No, it's far from it. Number 10's looking okay. It's Mad Men actress Jessica Pear. Now, not much is known by me about her, but I think she has the fire down below, if I'm not wrong. Number 9 is where it starts to go a little bit wrong. Anne Hathaway.
What?
Now, I mean, it's one thing that they cast her in Batman, wrongly, in my view, as Selena What's-Her-Face, the new Catwoman. But it's another thing to actually say she's the 9th most desirable woman in the world. Maybe 99th, possibly. 9th, not much going on there, I'm afraid. Aren't you supposed to want to bang Catwoman? I mean, I always have.
Yes.
Even Eartha Kitt would have got a definite 5-pinter.
Yes.
Number 8, Katy Perry. Well, we all know the answer to this one because we've seen that picture that skanky Russell Brand, Rusty Rockets, decided to tweet online until she basically grabbed him by his hairy nutsack and said, "Remove that now, or I'm going to go back to kissing girls."
Yes.
Number 7, Scarlett Johansson. I mean, I kind of get this one because I've seen Iron Man 2, and to be honest with you, never been much of a Scarlett fan, but in that one, oh, she could have been wearing spaghetti, and I'd have probably found that attractive. Because in a suit like that, Susan Boyle could have even had her hair slicked back and been in that thing. No, actually, what am I talking about? There's no way. Number 6, Cheryl Cole. If you're outside of the UK, you're thinking, huh? Huh, Cheryl who? Cheryl Cole? Who's Cheryl Cole? Number 5, Miranda Kerr. Number 4, Salita Ebanks. I just Googled her because I could be bothered, and I've got to be honest with you, I'd have put her in place of Katy Perry. She could have got a number 8 at a push if Mad Men actress Jessica Biel hadn't been pushing everything back a little bit. Number 3, Sofia Vergara. Now, this is the first one that I find myself wholeheartedly clapping and agreeing with.
Yes.
Number 3 for Sofia Vergara is a good fit, as would be my penis.
Go!
Number 2, Mila Kunis. Now, okay, in the 99, definitely, I would agree. Number 2, perhaps not. And I've got to be honest, I kind of find myself feeling quite nasty saying this because we have a mutual friend, former guest of the show, Christina Annapower, who wouldn't have anything but nice things to say about her off the record. But nevertheless, I'm sorry, I can't lie to you. Number 2 for Mila Kunis. The woman was, frankly, one good audition away from being one of those chicks that turns up in the hot dog van outside your work, if you know what I mean.
Go!
You know, she's selling sandwiches at break time. And number 1, Blake Lively. Who? Gossip Girl. What?
What?
The Town. Huh?
What?
Blake Lively. Now, I've got to ask myself, the kind of guys that are reading AskMen.com, and I completely exclude myself because I am very, very macho. Oh, yes. But the people that are watching Gossip Girl, I struggle to believe are the same people going to AskMen.com. I just don't see it. So to me, this smells of a massive fix. She was in The Town, yes, but that was watched by about 9 people. Not buying it.